Going back to the tap, chipping Norton, we know that Winx is absolutely dominating discussion here. We can tell you that Lasquidi Spiris very well has made that step forward heading towards the Oaks, but also lining up there off the nominations is Tabago, who we've seen reach the highest level in Sydney in the Derby coming up a couple of years ago. And Trent Busserton, co-trainer with Natalie Young, is online. Morning to you, Trent.
Morning, Andrew. How are you, mate?
Very well, mate. I know sort of this preparation will tell you a lot, or Saturday will tell you a lot, but the horse isn't fully wound up, obviously, with a long preparation ahead?
No. He's only had the one trial under his belt. He's probably 1,400 would suit the horse at this stage, and we've got him double nommed for the futurity, but we're very mindful of the fact that he just needs to cut out the ground. Obviously, with the Sydney weather and the tracks, the tracks seem to have the give out of them a bit more than the ones down here this time of year. So he'll go up there, and obviously he's taken on Winks and Hartnell, so we're under no illusions about what's going to happen. But he'll just get back, and as long as he's running on and passing three or four in the straight, we'll be happy.
Understand. Take us back to the spring. He had the two runs, and they were disappointing. Was there anything found, or you just felt he didn't come up?
Look, he'd certainly come up, and there's always that big question mark: do they come up from three to four and step up? But he was probably a pass mark first up, and he got a bit of a virus between the first and second start. And while we thought it was over it, he was over it. It obviously certainly affected him, and it's easy in hindsight, but in hindsight he should have just gone out straight in the paddock, and we shouldn't have had a crack at the second run. But it's hard when you got the big spring cups ahead of you. But he sort of wasn't a true indication of his form, obviously. Like he was beating a furlong, so he obviously went out in the paddock there, and he's come back in. He's put on weight, and he's holding his condition good, because it's pretty obvious he's a horse that can fall away a bit. But he's certainly holding his condition good, and that just comes down to maturity.
This preparation, then, you've seen obviously a better horse or a different horse, given that he's over that virus. Are you happy with the way that he's come into this campaign?
Yeah, definitely galloped up very well this morning. Very happy with the way he's going. Like I say, he's as long as he's running on Saturday, there's a nice race from a fortnight later, the Sky High Stakes, I think. It's a Group 3 race, so it's down a level, obviously, from those top ones. And the conditions of the race, he'd get in carrying 58 kilos. So it's pretty good for a Group 1 winner.
Yep.
And that probably tells us where we're at. You know, whether you go to a BMW or a Chairman's Handicap, but ultimately the Sydney Cup would be the goal at the end of it.
I was just going to ask, the ultimate would be a Sydney Cup. You've always felt that he was just going to develop into a stayer, haven't you?
Yeah, he just goes all day. As much as you can say, I think he'd run 2 miles, no worries. So it's obviously pretty lucrative, $2 million, and it would seem an ideal race for him if he can get back to his best form.
Yeah, understand. Mate, you must be thrilled with the way the stable started at Cranbourne. You've had consistently winners, and also horses, when they run, they're running well for you. How many are you training now with Natalie?
We've got 45 in work, and just plans with the Cranbourne Turf Club to get it finalised to build another 25 boxes, so that'll get us up to 70. But yeah, we've got 45 at the moment, and probably went through a bit of a lull over the Christmas New Year period, where the ones that were racing, they went out in the paddock, and we've got a couple of shipments over from New Zealand of new young horses, so they're sort of going through the motions of getting up trialling and so forth. But come the spring, we'll have a good team of 3-year-olds, and I think we've got a couple of nice sort of older horses to hold us in good stead till then.
And just one final one, Anaheim, who ran on Saturday. I want to say Saturday. It was right, wasn't it? Or the week before.
He ran last Wednesday.
Last Wednesday. Any thought of Sydney there?
Yeah, certainly. The Rose Hill Guineas and the Sydney Derby, they're on the agenda. He's a 2,000 metre plus horse for sure. But in the meantime, we're gonna have a crack at the Australian Guineas Saturday week.
Yep.
He's probably a, a bit there to say he'd be a winning chance over a mile, but at the same time, big long straight at Flemington, he'll hit the line hard, and it's probably not a stellar year for three-year-olds. You know, there's no All Too Hards or Pieros, and him being a fastnet rock colt, you got to have a crack at the Group 1.
No, you do for sure. Well, we look forward to seeing the horse. I think you've been fairly very open with how the fitness levels are, that he'll certainly make a dramatic improvement off a run on Saturday in the race, the Chipping Norton. But we wish you all the very best, Trent. We look forward to seeing him on the weekend.
Cheers, Andrew. Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Trent Busserton there with Tavago lining up on Saturday. Tommy Berry takes the ride. Hartnell and those Godolphin horses nominated in that race will work tomorrow, so we'll update on that tomorrow. But some news from Godolphin this morning is that they've decided to bring Malaise back to line up in the Randwick Guineas here instead of running at Flemington in that Australian Guineas that Trent just mentioned. They'll rely on Norton's Fork to line up in the Australian Guineas, but Malaise to come back to Sydney for the Randwick Guineas.